As the number of Hispanic immigrants in the United States grows, they're bringing along more than their native language and customs. Latin American fast food restaurants have begun the northern migration as well. NPR's John Burnett found one Central American chicken chain already making inroads and more on the way.
Last December, Pollo Campero opened on Bel Air Boulevard in Houston in a neighborhood teeming with Latin American immigrants. It instantly became a phenomenon. Cars in the drive-through lane backed up for three blocks.
Buenas tardes, bienvenido Campero. ¿Puedo tomar su orden?
Sí, quiero el número 6.
Walk-in customers could expect to wait a half hour. Pollo Campero sells 14 tons of its marinated spicy fried chicken a week. The first three restaurants opened in Los Angeles last year. Now the stores are planned for Washington, D.C., Chicago, Dallas, and San Antonio. In short, wherever there are homesick Central Americans.
Wow, un pollo campero.
Maria Griselda Gonzalez says she used to eat at Pollo Campero once a week in her native El Salvador. It's very tasty, very familiar to me, she says, sitting at one of the yellow and orange tables, pushing a box of chicken bones away. Gonzalez moved from San Salvador to New York City in 1997, and then to Houston a year and a half ago. She works as a packer at a local moving company. She can't believe her favorite restaurant is now in her adopted home. Carlos Ortiz is the Costa Rican businessman who owns Pollo Campero in Houston. He says the idea to franchise the restaurant in Texas came to him after an observation his wife made on a flight from San Salvador to Houston. She noticed the whole plane smelled like fried chicken.
Everybody brings a box of chicken to the United States. And she told me about it. Next day I was calling Guatemala to start negotiations for Houston.
The chain began in Guatemala City in 1971, eventually spreading throughout Central America, Ecuador, and Mexico. Pollo Campero, which roughly translates country chicken, has capitalized on its Central American roots. Signs hanging from the ceiling proclaim the pride of our land. Again, owner Carlos Ortiz.
With all the immigration of Latin America into the United States, you need to bring something for them. Campero is part of that culture.
For the past 30 years, the franchise invasion has seemed to go in one direction. Anyone who travels abroad has seen KFC, McDonald's, and Pizza Hut on boulevards around the globe. Marcel Portman, with the International Franchise Association, based in Washington, D.C., says the globalization of fast food is finally beginning to move the other way.
What we're seeing now from Latin America is companies that have already expanded throughout their markets, they're starting to see that they need to look for new markets. And in the case of Central America, the closeness to the U.S. market makes it an attractive one.
The timing appears good. Not only is America's huge Latino immigrant population nostalgic for tastes of home, but sales of traditional American fast food, like burgers, fries, and pizza, is weakening. Marcel Portman, who's from Chile, says consumer tastes have grown more adventurous.
The world is getting smaller, and many of us are traveling to places where we didn't before.
The success of Pollo Campero north of the border is encouraging to other Latin American restaurant chains considering the lucrative but competitive U.S. fast food market. They include a Chilean franchise that sells thinly sliced pork sandwiches, two Mexican taco chains, and a Brazilian chain that sells quick, cheap Middle Eastern food. A Venezuelan company called Churro Mania that sells fried elongated dough dusted with sugar has already moved into South Florida. In the future, mall food courts may get a whole lot more interesting. John Burnett, NPR News, Houston.